A few weeks ago, we began a series considering the effect of automation on employment. In our first segment of The Last Job in Hawaii, we talked with the think tank head, Jerry Michalski, one of the contributors to the Pew Research Center's Future of the Internet project. Few human resource departments or firms are focused on the transition from human jobs to automation, a big mistake, according to Mr. Michalski. He also said the same could be said of most education systems, meaning that people now or soon to be in school may learn how to function in a workforce that will see dramatic change in the next 15 years, but they may not be ready for it. But one place that has already shown to be slower in the automation uptake is government. And that could mean the last job in Hawaii could be in state government. I sat down with James Nishimoto, the director of the Department of Human Resources Development, who looks at it this way.
We're not any different in terms of the same types of jobs that they have in the private sector are similar to the jobs that we have in the state sector. So what we end up doing is having to prepare for the fact that all of our jobs basically are going to be evolving. Many of the systems that heretofore have been manual are now electronic. Many of the systems that we're looking at taking advantage of, heretofore we've had using a form. Now we're looking at online input. So we're having to have the employees to be able to have a conversation with a technology specialist who has then the ability to design and program these types of online applications. We're not immune to what's happening in the private sector. And in fact, because of the intensity of administration and documentation on the public sector, we're probably more affected by a lot of the technology.
That sounds to me, you're really saying that you are doing more preparation perhaps than what some people may be doing in the private sector.
The private sector is definitely much more creative and has a quicker ability to do a turnaround. For the public sector, what we're looking at is we have our human resource management systems that are all now electronic. So we no longer have the cards that used to have for individual employees. We have to remember that when you're talking about the state, you're talking about close to 50,000 different employees. That would be not only for the executive branch, but the university, the judiciary, and also the Department of Education. So combined, there are a lot of people, records that need to be taken care of. We need systems that are going to allow us to do it quickly, efficiently, effectively, and accurately.
Systems are one thing, people are another. And people being replaced by automation is the thing that we've been talking about mostly in this series. As you look at many of the systems that you need to bring in and the jobs necessary to keep those systems running, will there be a vast complement of people who will simply be outmoded and replaced by automation?
I don't think they'll be outmoded. Even our existing employees who have 15, 20, 25 years of service, what's happening to those individuals, they have a great wealth of information of how the system used to be done manually. So they're key to helping us, to advise us, how can we now transition that from a manual system to an electronic system? For the folks coming on board, clearly our more recent graduates, we're making sure that they come in with the necessary skill sets, the technology, and as well as the attitude to be able to become a lifelong learners so that they can adapt, because we know, just like in all technology, that it's going to be continually changing.
In looking over the next 15 years and looking back over our shoulder at the last 15 years, we've seen enormous progress. And given the fact that the state is concerned about money, or so it tells us, the idea that we may see people replaced by automation, especially when we have unfunded liabilities and there wouldn't necessarily have to be benefits paid for people and pension, etc., if they were to be replaced by automation, that's attractive to somebody who's looking at the bottom line. So as you look at those 15 years coming at us, what jobs specifically do you think people should not count on in being able to go into that department or into that job?
Well, definitely a lot of the positions that currently exist will not necessarily exist in the future. They will be redefined with a greater enhancement in elements of technology there. So the current office assistant who may be doing many of the routine types of activities, they may still be doing office assistant types of activities, but now with a computer, now with other scanners and other type of input information, so they're still going to be needed. In terms of when you say, oh, how do I see the future? government may not be growing in terms of the number of bodies, but clearly what we are going to have to do is get much more efficient in terms of the technology and the systems that we embrace. We, the state, will not be as quick as the private sector, as they are much quicker in the adaptation to different new systems. For us, it's more that we have these large systems of databases that we maintain, whether it be for the Medicaid, Medicare programs, as well as our own employee database information. So we definitely still need the employees. We will probably not be growing in terms of as we get new programs to add more bodies, but what we will be getting is more technologically savvy individuals to be able to help us to manage those programs.
The state has been well behind that technological curve. I mean, we've heard jokes about what computers are still being in use and what kinds of systems are being in use with those computers, or being supplemented still by a lot of manual work. So, you know, the idea that technology has to come into the state is one that we've had for quite some time. But how that happens in a time where people are also being replaced by automation, where jobs that are repetitive, that have to do with research, that have to do with customer service, all those things that may or may not be able to translate into a job in the new government future, those are the jobs that we're told seem to be the ones that might be simply eliminated.
From two perspectives. One is that the employees are probably our greatest resource in terms of being able to sustain government. So we look towards training and enhancing these skills so somebody will not necessarily be doing the same thing they did 10 years ago. At the same time, we're committed to being able to provide opportunities for these people who have provided dedicated service to be able to get these new skills. One of the innovative things that Todd Nakapuia is looking at, he's our chief information officer for the state. He has a specific program where he's taking and providing opportunities for basically bargaining unit 3. These are the office assistant types of positions. He's allowing them to transition so eventually he can show them a career path where they can become a computer analyst or a programmer. So he's showing them the future. He recognizes that even within the state of Hawaii, we don't necessarily have all of the technological resources that we need in terms of the programmers, the systems analysts, and all of the other high-tech types of jobs. So what he's looking at is trying to develop our existing employees and providing opportunities. He's working directly with the University of Hawaii and now offering opportunities for recent graduates from the university. Heretofore, weren't interested in working for the state, but he's providing them such a opportunity that he's painting a picture where he can show them it's worthwhile staying with the state. He's providing them opportunities to grow in the job, to get the training. So not only can they enhance their skill sets on working for the state, his aspiration is basically he's hoping that folks like Microsoft will come in and start recruiting some of his senior branch managers and folks like that. That's what he's looking at in terms of enhancing the skills of not only the state employees, but also the total population of the state. So we do have the technological resources that can sustain us into the future.
Technological resources, again, are part of the question, but in terms of people and jobs and what that looks like in the coming years, for a kid who's now entering first grade, this is going to be a big deal in 15 years, trying to find a career that has a lot of the fluidity and flexibility and understandings of an economy which in some ways may be more of a gig economy or maybe less of a gig economy. Things have been changing and they've been just as fluid. But for people who may be thinking, I'm going to go into this kind of job or that kind of job, is there a job you tell them, don't even think about that because that one's on the list to be replaced by automation?
I think the reality is that our K-12 education, as well as the community colleges and the University of Hawaii at Manoa, are all doing a good job in terms of providing information and skill sets for these students to become multitaskers, to be able to look at problem solving and doing analytical thinking going forward. And that's what we're going to be necessarily have within the state of Hawaii. Sure, we will still need to have certain general laborers. We will still need to have certain folks that will necessarily have to be service-oriented, whether they be custodians or other key factors. key folks that keep our operations going forward. At the same time, we will still have other jobs that will necessarily require different types of skill sets. So clearly what will be happening is potentially that we may not need as many employees, but we're still going to need a number of employees to sustain our system. In terms of the private sector, they may be coming up with something that's very, very innovative, and it may take a job from 10 positions to do manufacturing, and it may come down to one position or something like that. In our situation in the state, our jobs are much more paper-intensive and database-intensive.
Some would say that means that we're already behind the curve and that there is even more catching up than that the state will have to do for that.
And the answer is absolutely. Because of the fact that it's limited resources, we try to stretch our resources as far as we can. These software programs are very expensive. At the same time, we recognize we're going to have to make those investments to transition to high tech. And yes, we are behind, but we're catching up. One of the critical areas that was just done, we just completed a major request for proposals for our new accounting and payrolling system. Our payrolling system is approximately 60 years old. So if you're talking about having Band-Aids and chewing gum kind of holding it together, you're absolutely right. So we're looking at the fact that let's make, and Todd's working on this diligently, to take our human resource system and connect that to our payroll system so those two systems can talk together. And again, we're looking at trying to sustain and make the paychecks on time and accurate in an age where, you know, some folks have had this for the last 20 to 30 years. So, yes, we're doing catch-up, and our large systems are based on old technology. But they work for now, and we could still do much more and do it better with newer systems.
Which is to say that having a job with the state probably is not going to get automated as quickly as we're going to see in the private sector. We'll be talking to those people who are working in the state or just coming into it now probably in about 5 or 10 years.
I would agree. You know, change is going to occur much quicker in the private sector. The state will continue to trudge on and make progress, giving its resources, and continually to make sure that we're able to fulfill our missions and our jobs to provide the services to our community.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
James Nishimoto is the director of the Department of Human Resources Development. He has 38 years of government service in a wide range of positions at the University of Hawaii as deputy director of the DHRD and as administrator of collective bargaining and negotiations in the state, Hawaii State Department of Education. This episode of The Last Job in Hawaii and the others are on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.